Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I am so pleased to have my next guest on with me. He has invited me to be a part of praying for our country, praying in the morning. He and his wife, Lady Devon, pray Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Central. And he has been having me come on Tuesdays and Thursdays and be his guest. And he's been a guest here on my program. And I want to welcome Pastor Carl Mitchell. Pastor Carl, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Greg.
Well, how was prayer this morning?
It was good. We had a guest speaker on, Pastor Roy Williams. He did a great job. Had a really good word, a little bit of a revelation and reveal, amen, about trusting in the Lord, especially in these times, more than ever.
Yes.
Truly have to put our trust in Him.
No doubt. No doubt. You know, I opened up the program today talking about that, you know, man and political parties are not going to solve our problem. That it's really only God's the only one who can solve it. I gave a couple of comforting scriptures, Matthew 24, that talks about the wars and rumors of wars. And then also, you know, about what the purpose is of leadership, praying for leadership, but what leadership's purpose is. And you can't have a nation that, you know, that has a founding principle of killing babies and encouraging sodomy and so forth. And the things that God calls abominations, immorality, as it were, and thrusting that upon our children and survive. And based on this Protect Marriage Act that they're pushing through in Congress, right? They want to push through a statutory codified abortion law. You know, I think that really makes or brings into focus the significance of this upcoming election. So while we say that man and politics are not going to fix this, however, we need to have godly leadership in place. And subsequently, as a result of that, that brings about the heart change that has to happen in order for this country to be who she's called to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. When the commander in chief, and you know, I kind of call him something else, nothing bad, but when our commander in chief he actually has the unmitigated gall to have fireside chats about abortion and defending the so-called right of choice. Well, there's only one choice that they're promoting, one choice, and it's not life. It's the choice of taking the life of the unborn. When he's able to do that, then you know that we're in a bad spot. We've lost our way and lost our true foundation in America, whether people like it or not. It's a Christian country. It was founded on Judeo-Christian values directly from the Word of God. It's actually codified on the Capitol in many, many places on the buildings and so forth. We've fallen away from our first love. And when we do that, and when we allow it as the people, you know, for the people, by the people,
right,
as the people of America, when we allow that, then we are culpable. We're also responsible. It's just like us doing exactly what Joe Biden and the rest of them are doing. We're promoting it by our silence and inaction. And yeah, I believe, as we were talking about last night, Lee, it's time truly for the true believer to stand up in faith. Faith is an action, and that means that we have to do something. We have to speak up, we have to speak out, and we have to definitely not only cast our votes, but teach appropriately the Word of God as it applies to our lives so that people make good choices instead of just saying, well, it doesn't matter who I vote for, you know. That's right. Crazy. It does.
It does. I was listening to what you were saying about fireside chats, and I thought for a second how powerful a fireside chat. You know, Joe Biden was elected because people were like, well, he's kind of like a grandfather figure, and he's going to bring unity and so on. And he's been more like a grandfather that didn't still have all of his faculties together. But setting that aside for a second, how powerful could it be for a grandfather figure as the President of the United States to have a fireside chat where he talks to young people about the value of their bodies, about how uniquely and incredibly wonderfully they have been made, and and fearfully made, and that chastity and abstinence from sex and purity, that these are virtues to be pursued, and not because they're fuddy-duddy, but because they actually express the value that grandpa sees in you, that God sees in you, that your body is yours. And yes, if you want to say it's mine and I want to make a choice with it, then honey, make the choice not to allow your body to become a vending machine.
Amen. Amen. Sadly, it's the opposite of that. Right now, just as we speak, they're not just pushing a bill or trying to elect, but they're actually spending our taxpayer dollars, in the state of California, $20,000 for woke education that specifically is designed to teach our children from kindergarten, all of the choices that they have sexually, not to read, write, add, and subtract, but to teach them that it's okay to have relations with oneself.
I'm actually going to interrupt you because it's actually worse than that. Ward Connerly was on the program on Tuesday. It's worse than that. They're spending $36 million. A private fund is going to spend $36 million to promote what you just talked about and to promote CRT and racial hate.
Yeah.
And to promote the agenda of reparations. $36 million to teach children about gender fluidity and white man bad.
Yeah, we're talking about the same thing. That's $20,000 per child.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing that they're doing this openly, with pride. It's past sad. There comes a time where we have to get past the woe is me and this is just terrible, and get to the point where we actually do something. They're spending your money. They're spending your money. Somebody's voting for them. Somebody that goes to church on Sunday and Wednesday, Bible study, is actually casting a ballot for these people that are pushing these things. That is the responsibility of the believer. That is the responsibility of the church, to stop it. While we still have somewhat of a reprieve, stop it, or at least fight against it, so that they don't feel so empowered, I guess is the word that they like to use, you know, tolerance and empowerment and all that. They feel empowered to be able to publicly press these things upon our children without our permission. Another portion of that is them not telling the parents what they're teaching the children, and causing the children not to tell their parents when they want to be misgendered in school.
Well, listen, you wanna do a woe is me for a minute. I'm just gonna do a quick flash through, but this is me 5 years ago. Okay? This is what I looked like 5 years ago lying in ICU. This is the vehicle that I was in when I saved my daughter's life. This is the damage that was done to that vehicle. This is the hole in the windshield where the tools came through that destroyed my face. There's my face destroyed, okay? There I am on life support. Busted hands, busted wrist, busted leg, busted hip, busted femur. The rods, the busted knee, the busted base of my skull, my neck, my back. There's the halos. There's the double fasciotomy. Okay. Folks, you know what? There's a lot of opportunities for woe is me. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, but here I sit every single day, every day. And I'm not propping up Pastor Greg here, but I just want you to understand, okay, that, you know, and my pain level runs between 8.5 and 14 every day, okay? I have to brace myself every morning to roll out of bed because I know that number one, just the roll itself is gonna bump my pain level up to about a 9. And when I hit the floor, I'm gonna exceed 10 the first time around. When I put my feet into the shoes, when I pull my sweatpants on, because that's what I have to wear is the sweatpants, okay? Because of all the pain, because of all the discomfort. You can do all kinds of woe is me, but don't woe is me to me, please.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I don't have empathy for your situation, that I don't care. I do. But look, we've got bigger fish to fry.
Yes, we have bigger fish to fry, and as believers, blood-washed believers, victory should be ours. We don't have room nor time to be victims anymore. We were talking about that as well last night, and we've talked about it frequently, that there's a victimology mentality that has no place in faith. There's no fear in faith. If we believe in Jesus, how in the world am I going to be concerned about who's calling me a name or who's holding me back or some invisible the man, you know, we've all heard of the man, you know, that's keeping the brother down and all that foolishness. Even if it's so, my God is so much bigger, amen, than any person that could ever do anything against me. If God be for us, who can stand against us?
Amen.
If we believe these things, then that should apply to us in the public square as well.
And God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Perfect love casts out fear. And what is perfect love? Again, perfect love is not accepting all of this garbage. Perfect love is not saying, oh, it's okay, that your choice is after you spread your legs, after you had sex with that girl, okay? Both of you have a responsibility. Boys, you know what? Stop acting like whores. And girls, it's not time to start acting like the bad behaving boys and running around acting as though you can just kind of have sex with whoever and it's not going to have consequences. All of this has consequences. One of the reasons that we're seeing high levels in the late 20s and early 30s of young people who now have decided they want to have a child, are unable to have a child, is because of sexually transmitted diseases that are transmitted in their late teenage years, and they're it's a silent killer. Back with more right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit for me. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Pastor Carl Mitchell. And, you know, we were talking in the break about this, but, you know, this whole issue of the exploitation of children, and it's interesting, in Kansas, I guess it would be Tuesday now, looking back at it, but in the election in Kansas on Tuesday, there was a bill that was brought forward that was supposed to strip out of the Constitution the pro-abortion right stuff. And that bill lost. And apparently it lost by significant margin, almost 20 points. And this is in what's supposed to be conservative Kansas. Now, what the people of Kansas more than likely have not been educated about is the comprehensive sex education program that is in their schools and the efforts that are being made to get their little girls to have abortions as early as the age of 9 years old. Do you think that a 9-year-old is able to make a choice to have sexual relations, intercourse at 9, and then to end the life that may be the result of that intercourse? A 9-year-old? Well, can't wake up, Dorothy. Wake up, Dorothy.
It is the plan of the enemy. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's after our children, either before they're born or after they're born. Why is that? They're our inheritance. They're our responsibility. He wants to destroy the seed before the seed can ever get an opportunity. And it's up to us, as again, believers, to stand on God's truth. Stand firm. Be willing to defend it. Physically, if necessary, but absolutely with our money, with our vote, be sure that not only are we educated, but active and activated. Even now we were talking about, former Vice President Pence, who's, kind of co-signing against, the endorsed, candidate for governor in, Arizona. And they're still saying, I'm looking at it right now, it's too close to calls within a margin of error. Think of 100,000 votes or so, a little bit less than that now. It's a battle. It's an actual physical, palatable battle that we actually have to pick sides on. And we need to be on the right side of things. And that's not even being metaphorical. It's being literal.
And let me read what you just were referencing. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Listen to that again. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Ladies and gentlemen, we are killing God's reward. We are killing God's reward. Kansas, you just voted to continue to kill God's reward.
And people are celebrating.
Gosh.
From the White House to the State House, they're celebrating it as though it's a victory. All these people that are pro-death, supposedly pro-choice, but pro-death, mm-hmm. are alive and well. I remember the saying back when President Obama was president, hey, Obama, your mama chose life. Well, all these people are living, but yet they're promoting the right, supposedly, which nobody has the right to take somebody else's life. You know, you forfeit your life. If you break into my house, God forbid, you know, the piece of metal with bullets in it right to my right now, you know, that I'll pray over you after we lay land on you. But nevertheless, you forfeited your life. A child doesn't have that opportunity.
That is not the same thing as the death penalty for someone who has committed a heinous crime such as murder. We're not talking apples and apples, because that's they always want to throw out there. Well, but you're for the death penalty. It's not apples and apples. That child, that innocent baby, is just that. Well, no, you talk about that all men are born with sin. Even still, they are the fruit of the womb, and they are God's reward to the world, and he has a plan and a purpose for their lives here and now.
We're going to jump out here,
Pastor Carl, but I have to wonder if there's not going to be in heaven a jury pool of these aborted babies that are going to be given the opportunity to be able to render judgment right? Because the Word of God also says that you will judge angels. Who better and more innocent to judge these angels than those who have been murdered? Just something that popped into my head. Pastor Carl, thanks for being with me. We're going to take a break. Emery McClinton comes up on the other side. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to have with me Emery McClinton, representing ContinueTheMission.net. Is that right? Continue the Mission, brother?
Yes, that's right. My latest articles, or several articles, are on there and also on politichicks.com.
Okay. Well, welcome aboard. That hat looks somewhat familiar. I think I've seen one of those before, maybe. I don't know. Something about Make America Great Again. Now you're gonna get our video banned from all social platforms.
I'll take it off and turn it around backwards. No way. The hat says a lot. It says exactly what needs to happen here in America, in our country. People are so duped as to what's going on, and they need to open up their eyes, and they need to realize that we live in the best and most foremost country in the world, and we need to continue to make this country better and greater.
You know, and to that point, let's follow up on that for a second, because there's a lot of conversation still. Well, no, America is, I mean, look what's going on out in California. We were just talking about, they're going to spend $20,000 per student to convince students about gender fluidity, and that if you are white, you are a hater and an oppressor, and you can't change that. And if you are black, then you are victimized, you are oppressed, and you need to look out for the white kids in your class because they hate you, and that can't be changed either. $20,000 per kid they're going to spend to indoctrinate children to believe that nonsense. And by the way, if you get pregnant, kill your baby.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. And you know, those $20,000 per child adds up to millions and millions of dollars of wasted government spending when we have other fish that are bigger to fry. And it's really a shame, because to teach kids that they have no way out, to teach white kids that they're guilty and that they have no way to make amends for that guilt is absolutely wrong. And then to teach blacks that they're victims because of that is also wrong, because it's not true. You will find in America people who really have their eyes open and people who really believe the truth, that prejudice does not exist on a wide-scale basis.
Right.
Not here in America. And it's an illusion that the Democrats and those who agree with the Democrats, the progressive socialists and so forth, push. It's an agenda that they push so that they can keep our country divided, and so that they can also keep a group of people under their, I guess you could say, under their foot, you know, just like the communists keep their people under their feet. You know, it's really a shame, because most people don't have any idea and don't realize that the American dream is out here, and it's for anyone who wishes to pursue that dream. They have every equal opportunity as anyone else. There's laws that are available. There are also avenues that are available. There are helps that are available. And not only that, but it's yourself, your self-motivation that can make you be what you want to be and achieve in this country.
You wrote, our founding principles are what sets us apart from the despotic and weak governments of the rest of the world. We're blessed with the gift of freedom and liberty because of our traditions and way of life. Many people around the world risk their lives to come to America to become citizens. On the flip side, those who fundamentally want to change and transform America have allowed our borders to become infiltrated and overrun by those who have no intention to pursue the American dream. This first part that you've written about, relative to our traditions and our way of life, there's revisionist history that's a part of this that wants to say that America has always been an oppressive country. In California, they actually want to introduce as part of their whole deal that California was founded by white supremacists, Emory. And of course, once they get it into California, then they're going to want to push that across the rest of the country to suggest that all of the founding fathers were white supremacists, and that's how America was founded.
Yeah, that's the agenda, and that agenda is totally wrong. It's totally, as you said, revisionist history, because that was not the purpose of the founders of our country, making this country and writing our Constitution and Declaration of Independence and so forth. We hold these truths to be all, to be self-evident that all men are created equal was one of the foundational statements in the Declaration of Independence. In the Constitution, they never mentioned anything about holding anyone back. They never mentioned anything about being supreme or holding authority over any group of people, but they wanted all people to cherish the American dream, to cherish what they had put here. As a matter of fact, in one of my other articles, I wrote about the statement that it's a republic if you can keep it, but it's only a republic if you can keep it, if you can hold on to the truth and then spread and teach that truth to your offspring and then live by the words of that and also count on the blessings of Almighty God. It was God that helped us to form this nation and make it great. And for years and years and years, we have lived, in that pretense. But now, the Democratic Party has taken God out of their platform, and they have decided that, hey, they want to serve Satan, they want to serve evil. And it's up to us as good American citizens to bring godly principles and to bring our constitutional and founding principles back into the light. And as I stated in both articles, we need to stand, and we need to stand firm, and we need to do it now.
It really seems like we're at a critical juncture, Emory, in our nation's history relative to making the stand that you are talking about. And, you know, one of the issues that is, you know, on the front lines, and it looks like that the Democratic Party is going to be really pushing and promoting, has to do with the murder of babies, the murder of innocent babies. And they're jumping all over this whole election thing that just happened in Kansas, where the people in Kansas, instead of overturning and standing with the decision and going ahead and repealing the abortion laws, they've gone ahead and supported these abortion laws. I think not realizing the impact that that's going to have on their children in public schools. But do you feel as though this fight that they're fighting and the stance that they've taken, which is let's kill babies, is a healthy stance?
No, I don't feel that it's a healthy stance. It's a nation killing stance. It's a child killing stance. It's an American killing stance, and it's a stance that's totally based upon erroneous principles and evil ideas. I mean, let's face it, abortion is murder. And by them thriving on the state of Kansas, having put that on their ballot and then rejecting what the Supreme Court has done through their dismissal of or overturning of Roe v. Wade and sending it back to the states.
Right.
You know, you and I both know that polls and questions that appear on ballots are only as good as the wording of those polls or the questions that are put on the ballot. And we know from experience, and especially being on the conservative side, that most polls in liberal states or in basically almost all states, because they're put up by liberal pollsters, are slanted so that the people don't understand them, and it slants them toward a yay answer rather than a nay.
It's something to watch, and I really am going to be interested to see. I mean, I'm all for if the people of Kansas truly believe that killing babies is the right direction to go, then the people of Kansas are going to have to figure out how they're going to survive as a state if they kill off their population.
That's absolutely true, and that goes for the whole nation. And a nation cannot exist without a healthy base of progenitors to come along and follow them. A state can't exist without that. If you continue, and like right now in America, you know, we have one of the lowest
birth rates
birth rates in the world. And yeah. other nations are coming in here in America, and they're banking on us not bringing up our children, and then they're raising and having more births per capita than we are here as total American citizens, as real American
right.
citizens.
Right.
Before much longer, those countries will have taken over our ideology, our government, mm-hmm. and our positions of elected officials, and change America from the inside out. And I think this is exactly the purpose of the progressive people that are in government. But I wonder if they realize just exactly what they're doing. I often ask myself the question, why would any sane person who has lived in the United States of America, who has known our religious background, who has known our basic belief in Almighty God and in our future and right. in one another, how in the world can you... I don't have words to express. How in the world can you want to see a nation such as this, cease to exist?
It's, you know, again, when you reframe the history of this nation and try to paint this country as though it was some kind of imperialistic evil thing, And then you really look at the history and you see, I mean, do we have some errors in our nation? Yes, we were working to make a more perfect union. Back with more of that coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Emery McClinton, and the name of the group, ContinueTheMission.net. ContinueTheMission.net. We're really, you know, as you and I were talking in the break, we're really in a battle, again, for the soul of this country and for the recognition of her identity. Who she has been and who she is and who she will be. And it's sad. We were talking a little bit. I was thinking about as I was talking, you know, and I want to let you express what you had said about conversation you had. But I was thinking about, for example, they say, well, with the Native Americans, you know, America's bad. It's an oppressor. We're a colonizer. We're all these kinds of things. But these tribes were having their own wars and consistent battles over these territories, some of these territories, which the United States did have wars. But in addition to that, many of these areas were agreed upon through treaties. So the Indians had treaties with France and other countries. America purchased these territories from those countries, inherited certain treaties, and simply enforced what those treaties had to say, and in some instances ended up going to war, and to the victor of the war goes the spoils. If the Indians had won those wars, then they would have held those lands, and some they did. So that was the progression of those times. And now we're in different times than we were 150 years ago.
That's absolutely true. And people who try to point out that America was a colonizer and that America came in and took over these countries, they haven't studied their history very carefully. Of course, some of them have it, but they've revised it and they've erased that part and blacked it out, and they don't refuse to teach it in our schools. America would go in, they would help a country, they would free a country, they would defeat the aggressor that was coming to rule over and to take over that country, and then they would hand it back to them, and many times on a silver platter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like the land lease agreements and things like that happened in our country, how we paid for the reconstruction after we tore it down. What other nation in the history of the world has ever done that? They would come in and bulldoze a country down, bomb a country apart, tear it down, kill all the people, and then move on, or either take over the country and turn it into a dictatorship or a communist regime.
Sure.
You know, there's so much to think about, and there's so much that people need to go back and regress about to find out the history of America and to find out that a lot of the things that they're being taught is simply not true. But here's the thing. Our kids and our institutions, our corporations are being programmed not to believe these things. They've been given the wrong history, mm-hmm. and they have been taught by all of these so-called goody-two-shoes do-gooders that America in itself is an aggressive nation, it's a terrible nation, it's a racist nation, and it's negative upon negative upon negative until the positive has just, the light has been turned off. And so therefore, it is our responsibility as God-fearing people, it's our responsibility as patriots, as people who love our country, to renew this spirit among one another. And see, that has always been my goal as I've walked this life, trying to motivate people to wake up, trying to motivate people to study the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, civics, and to teach your children godly views, godly principles, so that we can turn this country around. Without that, we're going to continue to slide down this slippery slope. And you're absolutely right. These treaties and so forth need to be taught in their original context, and the same as the Constitution.
Yeah, it really is, and you mentioned also, in our break, you know, talking about the issue of, you know, equality versus equity and the need, you know, for people to understand, you know, the opportunities that have been created out of the Bill of Rights and out of the Constitution and out of our nation's founding documents. And those are really important principles that I think are lost. And the Democratic Party no longer adheres, it seems, to any of those principles.
It's absolutely true. And we see that in our leaders in Congress. We see it in the White House. We see it in the state houses and through the media. And it's really weird, Pastor, that the media jumps on everything that the progressive tells them and then sells it to us as if it's true without doing any research. And it's really amazing, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, as we discussed. You know, we can turn things around. We can change things back. We can restore America, and we can have a great nation. But that all depends on how we treat God and how we let him rule in our lives. And I know that's very important. A lot of people don't want to hear that. But this nation was founded upon the principles of God, whether it be through the Mosaic laws, whether it be through our constitutional laws, whether it be through the beliefs and the mores of our country. Those mores, those statements that the founders wrote, those beliefs that we held on to, are the statements and are the beliefs that make America great, and they will keep America great. And we have to strive toward doing those things so that we can continue to be the nation that we were founded to be. And I agree with you totally that our schools are being desecrated, our children's minds are being manipulated, and we need to work on that in our homes, because after all, it's the parents' responsibility to train up their children in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it.
And this goes to, you know, the issue of the battle for the soul of the nation, because our Bill of Rights is really it. That is what it is about. It's about freedom. It is an expression of freedom. The freedom to practice your religious beliefs. Yeah. The freedom to speak freely. The freedom of a press that is supposed to be kind of keeping the government in check, if you will. The freedom to redress our government, the freedom to peaceably assemble, much of which, by the way, was happening on January 6th. And now the government has determined to really turn, I believe, 40% of the American population into, you know, label them as some kind of domestic terrorists. When you had people that were standing around praying together when DC Capitol Police threw compression bombs into the crowd, two of which hit individuals who ultimately died.
That's absolutely true. And those people had no intention of an insurrection. Nope. No one has been charged with the crime of insurrection. They were in Washington, D.C., among some others who allegedly have been planted to cause this situation. And the real insurrection happened when Ashley Babbitt was shot. Yeah. And it's amazing how the government is holding these hearings. They're lopsided. They are communistic in nature because they don't allow our side and the truth to be brought out. It's all from their point of view. There's no cross-examination to help those people get their side of the story out.
Right.
And they've already convicted a couple, and it looks like they're trying to continue to convict more, but I think it's going to blow up in their face. And I think people like Liz Cheney, hopefully in a few days, I think like 12 or 11 or 12 days, she will be gone. Well, at least she will be defeated in the primary and she will not no longer be able to continue to push this socialist agenda and try to prosecute people for innocency.
Amen. Emery McClinton, website, by the way, again, to get to continuethemission.net. Continuethemission.net. Emery, it was great to see you. Enjoy it. We've interacted for years, but it was really great to get a chance to actually see you. So thanks for being with me this morning.
Oh, thank you. And it's great to see you. And hopefully we'll get together in person at some time.
I love that. I'd love that. Come on down to Texas.
All right.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We come back. George Carniel Jr. is with me. From Queer to Christ is the name of the book. But we're going to get into this issue. How can you be set free from this homosexuality issue? Because you can. There is hope. And we want to talk to you about it coming up right after this.
I got contacted by Attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 928. 2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.